Appalachian region has been reported on, documented, and studied quite a bit in the past 50 years since President Lyndon Johnson came to the region to declare a war on poverty. But two friends, one lives in Johnson City, Tennessee, and the other in Dickinson County, Virginia, are hoping to make a documentary showing what's good about the area. Cecilia Mason has more.
The Appalachian Project, or TAP, was started earlier this year by Shane Simmons of Johnson City and Jason Barton of Dickinson County. Barton says they are collecting stories from people who live in a specific part of Appalachia.
We're really focused in on, you know, the Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina areas, and for a couple of reasons. We have to narrow down our search area. It's just so big. There's so many great stories, great people out there. And also, you know, that's the areas that we're familiar with. That's the areas that we've traveled to, that we've lived in.
The Appalachian Project is looking for articulate older people willing to share interesting stories that highlight the region's heritage and culture. Simmons and Barton mention coal miners, nurses, loggers, and soldiers as good candidates.
Anybody that, you know, has that interesting backstory that can shed some light on how Appalachia used to be, and, you know, in a positive light.
It's important to Barton and Simmons to collect stories that are positive, and they think that's something Appalachians crave.
We're not some city slickers coming in trying to, make an Appalachian documentary that's been done so many times and, you know, cause people to worry. Because when we first started this project up, we got a lot of emails instantly, you know, saying, please, can you focus on the positive things of Appalachia and not the negative things? Because we've heard and seen and so many things, that's projected negatively in the mountains. And, we, of course, would never do that. That's the opposite of our goals.
Do you think people are weary of that picture of Appalachia?
I think so. And it's kind of funny. Just this morning I read, I think it was the New York Times, had an article about Kentucky, and it was painting a very unflattering, and the three things everybody seems to want to talk about is drug addiction, poverty, and lack of education, which there are problems everywhere, and you don't want to minimize that. That's certainly an issue that has to be addressed, but, you know, what we're just trying to do and is to paint the positive picture. A lot of people ask us what that means, and it's just telling the full story. There's so much beauty here. There's so many good people, so much quality around us that story never gets told. It seems like the people that want to talk about Appalachia are people who either were born here and moved away and they kind of look back and feel sorry for folks, and or somebody who doesn't really understand the culture, and they don't really realize that most people are here because we want to be here. We love the mountains, we love the privacy, we love the beauty, we love the community and family, and we value that more than we do, you know, having some of the modern conveniences. And, you know, I mean, I like to go out and eat at nice restaurants just as much as anybody else, but I also like to get home and know my neighbors and really make that connection that you can't get sometimes when you're in a larger area. So that's really important to show that side, that aspect of the Appalachian people and culture, which I think it doesn't get told a lot.
Barton and Simmons are not documentary filmmakers, not even close. One is a banker, the other sells insurance. They were called to document Appalachia during a road trip last year to New Orleans. They took a break in Chattanooga and met a really interesting older man who seemed like he had a good story to tell. Simmons says another goal is preserving the culture.
Being Appalachian is somewhat of a culture, and it seems like we're losing a little bit of that identity. And it's good and it's bad. You know, social media and the world is and America is becoming more homogenous just because, you know, we all watch the same shows and we all connect that way, and you can make friends and, you know, other countries online and that type of thing. We want to keep the reason we're focusing on the older generation is to keep that, some of those traditions alive and preserve that. And a lot of times, a good story, even if you pass it down, it doesn't have the same effect as seeing someone tell it.
Simmons and Barton are finding people to interview through social networking. They've created a Facebook page, a sort of virtual meeting place where folks from the region can share stories, historical facts, photos, thoughts, and ideas. It's also a great way to find potential interviewees for the documentary. And based on the response, Appalachians are anxious to have their story told.
The response has been overwhelming. I think it, for a lot of people, and I'm not just saying this, but you know, we get the emails that say, you know, this, your Facebook page alone, you know, has made me so much more aware of my heritage, has made me so much more proud of where I come from. And that's things that, you know, we're making a difference in the world already with what we're doing. And so the interest in it has just grown huge with ourselves and our followers.
People are looking for something to believe in, and I think that that's what we're trying to give them is we do believe in Appalachia. We believe in the people. We believe in where we're from, and we're hoping that that translates, and I think that's what people are seeing, and that's why we're getting so much support from so many different areas, and that's really what keeps us most excited.
Simmons and Barton hope to continue collecting videotape stories until the end of the year. They then plan to use these stories in the documentary. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.